another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also doing all of that, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about the hoovering, sucking you back into a relationship with a narcissist. I'm uncertain of who coined that term, so if y'all can just let me know in the comment section who coined the term hoovering. I think it was Sam Vaknin or whatnot. I think it was, or Dr. Romney, one of those good folks. Both of them are on the exact opposite ends of the spectrum with dealing with narcissists. But yeah, hoovering, suck you back into the relationship. So somebody asked me on TikTok, they were like, how would you hoover nowadays, Lee? Like, because everybody knows you're the self-aware narcissist, and everybody knows how you pretty much, everybody, you're open about your life. If you ever, like, you and your wife got in any kind of crazy world where you and your wife got separated or divorced or whatever, how would you, like, and you got with somebody else and y'all broke up, how would you hoover that person back in? And my favorite hoover, y'all, is the reverse hoover. Where I absolutely go silent on them. Because if you know I'm a narcissist, I will use that against you. Because the fact that you know I'm a narcissist, and not a lot of people talk about the reverse hoover, it's when I just leave you alone. Like, I go completely silent on you because I use the word narcissist pretty much against you. I flip the definition on top of its head and use that against you. You know I'm a narcissist. You expect me to blow you up. You expect me to, you know, just hound on you. You expect me to hound on you and just call you, blow you up, pop up at your job, pop up at your work. You know what I mean? Fake numbers and things like that. You are expecting all of that from me. Because you know I'm a narcissist. You expect that the blanket statements about narcissists say they're going to reach out to you. They're going to hound you. They're going to hoover you. They're going to try to, you know, guilt trip you. They're going to try to do all of that type of stuff to get you back into a relationship with them. They're going to do all of that. So I guess what I do, I take it and I flip it on its head. I don't do any of that. I leave you alone. I go silent on you. I go dark, especially if we don't have kids. I go super dark on you. You won't hear from me again. I won't post on social media. You won't hear from me again. You think I make you start to question yourself because you know I'm a narcissist. I would make you start to question yourself. And you probably know people that are dealing with, you probably know, deal with people like this too. It's not just me being a self-aware narcissist that can do this. It's other people that can do this as well. Just go completely silent on you. Leave you alone completely. Don't reach out to you. Don't say anything to you. And let you be the one to reach out to me. So guess what? It's like turning the hose suction on reverse. We kind of blowing, instead of sucking it in, you're kind of blowing it back out. That's what the reverse hoover is. Because you just blowed yourself back into this relationship by reaching out to me. Because you miss me. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I'm very, very manipulative, y'all. I keep trying to tell y'all that. But y'all be like, you too nice. People say, you too nice to be a narcissist. I'm like, cool. That's the point, y'all. That's the whole point of my platform. Because I've been doing this for 2 years now. And people still doubt that I'm a narcissist. Thousands of videos, thousands. This is not just a couple of videos, thousands of videos, hundreds of podcasts. Like, literally, y'all, I still, like, because the way I present myself to you, you see the mask on social media. You know, like, I'm pretty sure if you met me in real life, you would actually like me in real life too, because you're not very close. You wouldn't be close to me. You'd just be a friend, and we might go out and party together, talk, sit down, have a beer or coffee or something like that. You know what I mean? You would like me in real life, but that's a complete different thing, though. You know what I mean? Y'all see this image on social media, and, like, people still don't think that I'm a narcissist, which just blows my mind. I was like, but that's the point. That's the entire point, because we like to have these good images online. Even though I say I'm a narcissist, I still have a good image. You see how that works? And, y'all, I'm feeling, yesterday I was having a down day. I was having a manic day. Y'all see how many videos I did yesterday? On TikTok, I did like 14 videos. I was like, what the hell is wrong with me today? I knew something was wrong with me today. So I kind of stayed away from everybody in my family yesterday. I kind of, you know, kept to myself. I was talking to my son a little bit here and there. We watched TV and stuff. I wasn't trying to really be engaging because my energy wasn't there yesterday. That's how I had to protect myself and my family, because when I feel that energy shifting, I have to get away from him for a little bit because I don't want to take it out on him, because I know it's coming. Sometimes you can't fight the impulse, and sometimes it just bubbles to the surface and I'll say some evil stuff that I cannot take back. I'll do some stuff that I can't take back. So that's why, like, I know it's coming. That's why, like, therapy has helped me realize who I am and what I do. I'll take my power back for myself, if that makes sense. But back to the hoovering, y'all. I would go completely dark on you. Literally, leave you alone. Make you want me. You think I'm moving on. You can't imagine me with somebody else, so I'm going to let you think it. I'm going to let those images sit inside of your head. You can't imagine me with somebody else, so I'm going to let it sit inside your head. Because that's what the reverse hoover is all about, y'all. I will leave you alone completely. It's when the narcissist leaves you alone completely. Like 100% leaves you alone. Makes you, like, I let you sit in it. I let you hoover yourself back to me because I'm leaving you alone. I'm going completely silent. The image that you have in your head about me treating somebody else better, I'm going to let you have that image in your head by not reaching out to you, by not contacting you, by not even posting on social media, not seeming heartbroken, not telling you I miss you, not contacting mutual friends. I'm going completely darker in your life to the point so much so that I make you sit in it and think that, like, he might not be a narcissist. She might not be a narcissist. They might not be a narcissistic person because narcissists typically reach out, right? Do all narcissists hoover? He hasn't tried to hoover me, so he left me alone. Maybe he's not a narcissist. And I do miss him. He was a good person. It wasn't all that bad. You start to sit in it by yourself. And guess what you do eventually? You hoover yourself by reaching out to me because you miss me, because you wonder what I'm doing. I haven't reached out to you, so I can't be a narcissist, right? The blanket statements of narcissism says all narcissists reach out to you. All narcissists hoover you. All narcissists are going to blow you up because I didn't do any of that. I make you stand. It turns your world upside down. I make you stand on top of your head now because you don't understand what's going on. You reach out to me. You hoover yourself. And by you reaching out to me, regardless of how we broke up, regardless of how the discord happened, by you reaching out to me, if I was at fault for the discord, when you reach out to me, you are making everything okay. You're literally making everything okay, making everything go away. Because now I don't have to apologize for anything. Now I don't have to say anything to you about what we went through. Now I can just say, let's let the past be the past. You reached out to me, look, and I miss you. I was trying not to reach out to you. I can flip it on you. I was trying so hard not to reach out to you, and I'm glad you reached out to me. Let's sit down and work this thing out. Got you now. You hoovered yourself. Now your guard, your defenses are down more because I didn't reach out to you. You feel like I've changed. Regardless of the amount of time that has passed, you feel like I've changed. I got you now. You just hoovered yourself back into this relationship dynamic, and now you can't say anything bad about me. You can't bring up the past because now we're going to focus on the future. We're forward focused, right? We're forward focused. And you reached out to me. So if I do anything bad in the future from this point forward, I can just flip it back on you. You reached out to me. I was leaving you alone. Got you. You're done. Don't bring it up anymore. That's how the reverse hoover works, y'all. It just takes the word narcissist, flips it on top of its own, flips it upside down, and makes you go crazy. Because now you have the image in your head of me treating somebody else better. You don't want that, right? You don't want to do that, right? Because narcissists treat everybody better in the beginning of a relationship. You don't want me to think about me love bombing somebody else, clapping somebody else's cheeks. You don't want that image in your head. Or do you? You might, depending on how you is, depending on who you are, how you is, and things like that. So take your power back. If you leave a narcissist, you discard them, if you kick them out, if you break up with them, stand on it. Because if you go back, you're forgiving them. If they break up with you, they cheat on you, they treat you terribly, and you the one who reach out to them, same difference. Stand on it. Because now, like, if you reach out to them, you won't get an apology. You won't get an I'm sorry, because they're not sorry, because you're the one who reached out. They're not sorry for you, to you. You're the one who reached out. You broke the lines of silence. You turned the volume up. Not me. So take your power back. Stand in your truth. Stand in your presence, y'all, because that's what it is. You have to. You want to live a better life? You want to get out of this narcissistic relationship? You have to stay out of it. When you're out of it, you need to stay out of it. I get so many messages from people. I went against your advice and I went back and it got worse. Of course it got worse. I fell for the hoover. You know the hoover is coming. You know you're getting hoover. That's a whole different video. I'm going to get mad. I don't want to get mad today, y'all. It's 8:58 a.m. in North Carolina right now. I don't feel like getting angry and mad at my survivors that get me mad. I'm rooting for y'all. I'll be rooting for y'all. God, win. I got my big number one finger on you. No, look, number one survivor. Look, number one survivor. I got my phone finger. I'm at the game rooting for you. Look, y'all about to score, and then you turn the ball over. Like, no! Win! Score that touchdown! Hit that three-pointer! Hit a home run! Win! Stop going back to people that are treating you terribly! Stop! Get that out of your head. You deserve better. I think you deserve better, because, but if you don't think you deserve better, you won't go get better. I promise you on that one. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I'm truly thankful for all of y'all, because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from y'all. Like and subscribe. Apple Music, you know what to do. 5 stars. I really appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.